USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A development in the investigation of a hostage standoff at a Texas synagogue. Police say two teenagers are in custody and they are being questioned, although no charges have been filed at this time. A British national accused of holding four people hostage during a 10-hour standoff at that Texas synagogue on Saturday was taken down by an FBI SWAT team. A military flight from New Zealand has been able to assess the damage of a huge undersea volcanic eruption in the island of Tonga. A cloud of ash preventing the military from launching flights earlier to the Pacific Island nation. North Korea reportedly firing another missile. This would mark the fourth test so far this month. The South Korean military says an unidentified projectile has been fired into the East Sea. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
More than 50% of Americans polled say the Biden administration has not focused enough on the economy and inflation and feel that the president's first year in office has left them feeling frustrated, according to a poll by CBS News and YouGov. Voters not alone in their criticism of the Biden administration.
U.S. Senator Mitt Romney's calling on President Biden to be a better example of bipartisanship. The Utah Republican pointing to the success of the infrastructure bill as a good example of Democrats and Republicans working together. But Romney says it's not going that way on everything.
He's got to recognize that when he was elected, people were not looking for him to transform America. They were looking to get back to normal, to stop the crazy.
Romney cautioning Biden can't unite America by using the party with a majority to push things forward on its own. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press.
From the New England Bureau, Chris Barnes reporting. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The eldest son of Martin Luther King Jr. at a rally in Arizona this weekend, calling out Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who gave a speech about her support to uphold the filibuster on federal voting rights legislation.
15th Amendment that gave formerly enslaved people the right to vote in 1870. That didn't have bipartisan support. Should former slaves have been denied the right to vote, Senator Sinema?
Marches and events are planned all across the country in honor of the civil rights leader. Texas Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz are on track to deliver what could be the final blow to Democrats' hopes of passing the voting bill that would shut down many of the restrictions of the Texas legislature passed into law last year. President Trump held a rally in Arizona on Saturday night and attacked the current administration.
They're wrecking and devastating people's lives, firing Americans from their jobs, forcing innocent children to grow up in masks, closing their schools, destroying education, crushing their development, demolishing their futures, locking people into their homes.
President holding his first rally of the year about 70 miles southeast of Phoenix. Bye-bye Spider-Man, Hello Scream, Paramount's fifth installment of the slasher franchise, generating an estimated $30.6 million at the box office in North America this weekend, bringing in more than the opening of the last installment. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.